beautiful humans. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers with your favorite host, Sammy. Hi, you guys. Welcome to BB episode 42. You guys, we're on a roll. We are making it to higher numbers, higher tax brackets, higher monetizations, higher audience numbers, just higher energy, higher confidence, higher spunk, higher charisma. Just, we're higher in a lot of things. We are elevating in more things in life. Yes, and another episode is just gonna take me to higher stakes. So welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers, where your girl is directing the episode and directing her life. Enjoy. Hi, hello, my beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers, where we talk about some real shit in life. And today's episode is all about me being the director of my show, of my production, of whatever I'm curating in life. I am the director. I am the writer. I am the author. I am the director of whatever is going on in my life. Life has been, it has its ebbs and flows, but lately it's been feeling really good, really somewhat peaceful in a sense. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Peaceful life. A lot of things are looking up. Amazing things are continuing to happen for me. And business strides, just personal strides, like energy flows. Just, I see a lot of great things happening for myself. And yeah, I'm just glad that I am directing the life that I deserve. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. I put a question box on my Instagram, my both main page, and the Breaking Barriers podcast page. And I just had someone ask me, what did you come to start/ what inspired me to start this podcast? So I like to think that this story is kind of like the opening credits of a movie, or like the theme song of the podcast or the show. I like to think of this as like a backstory, opening credits. So I've actually had my podcast for, I want to say, at least like 6 years now, since 2017. So I started this podcast way back in college. I want to say it's probably like my sophomore or junior year of college. And I was in Dr. Marsh's class. If you know, you know. I was also a communications media studies major. So I was always in this one main building. Like, we were making films, like editing. We were doing podcasts. We had like theater classes in there. We were doing all such a like cool things. But yeah, so back in 2017, I actually have had the title Breaking Barriers forever, for like 6 years now. And I've also just loved the whole aspect of getting to share a different perspective through like opinions and like stories. And I don't know, like Dr. Mars, she just kind of like helped me flow and like get my opinion out there. And also, it's a form of storytelling. I can still edit because I love to edit. So yeah, I've actually had my podcast since 2017, but I didn't actually kickstart her until 2021. And I'm glad I did when I did, but Breaking Barriers has been a part of the fam forever. And it was meant to be called Breaking Barriers. So yeah, that class truly taught me so much, and it generally made me fall in love with like editing and the production of visual and visual and audio. I cannot speak today. Visual and audio storytelling. Goodness gracious. So yeah, and I also like being vulnerable, being bold, just telling different stories, seeing different sides of other opinions, especially when you're telling a story. So yeah, that's the opening credits, or the theme song of the production. 2017, Breaking Barriers has always been around. So I would like to say that, like, the character development of wanting to share my voice and talking about Breaking Barriers is kind of like what inspired me to do the podcast as well. It gets me talking to myself, and it gets me to, like, get out of my comfort zone and kind of just, like, say really what's on my mind in that moment. Like, I have so many podcasts where I'm just, like, driving and I'm like, you know what, let me just pull out my microphone real quick. So yeah, I really love the access and the ability for me to be vulnerable at all times and allow others to come on and share their opinions. And, you know, this is not like a heavy, like, type of podcast. I mean, even though we do talk about a lot of things that could progress into being heavy, but, you know, we like to have fun over here. We have girl talks. We do so many fun things. We talk about movies. We talk about life. We talk about music all the time. But yeah, I just love the fact that, you know, we get to break societal barriers, which is what I am really, really, really proud of, that my podcast has gotten to the point and is still growing to be one of the podcasts that just focuses on breaking the barriers and boundaries of others who can possibly relate and allowing others to state their opinions in not like a societal, like, genius way of perspectives. Like, I am not that type of person. Like, I always want to know what other people are thinking because there's always two sides to a story, or three. So, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. And I'm kind of curious. Like, I'm going to ask questions, but also I'm going to mind my business. But yeah, I just love to hear the perspectives and see the perspectives of others, and when it comes to different topics or things like that. So I just share mine, and I love to have conversations with others and do that as well. I really enjoy community. I enjoy meeting new people. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy just having experiences with people, especially my Black people. You know, we have our stereotypes, but everybody does. But I really genuinely love being around my people. Like, this past Saturday weekend, Mother's Day weekend, it was the R&B picnic. And literally, y'all, it was like a big ass cookout. It was, people had their little coolers, they had their lawn chairs, they had their fans, they had their mini charcuterie boards, they had their little cigars, they had their little picnic tables, they had like cabana type things if the chicken ran out. But it was dope. It was hot. It was very, very hot. But, you know, once you found your spot, you got your groove and everything, you were cool. But the music was good. I just love, like, talking to people and just seeing the different styles, especially within clothing, because you can kind of tell, like, what their vibe is and how their personality is going to be through someone's style, which is, I mean, another perspective that I love to get into. But yeah, that R&B picnic was like a one big old cookout, and I just love being around, like, good spirits, positive vibes, good energy, good food, good music. I just love to enjoy the presence and being in the moment with people like that, which is why I love to have that and share that same energy on my podcast. And, you know, I even love my white friends, y'all. Like, my white friends are the best. Like, I love them. They know I do. Like, I genuinely enjoy being around good energy. And you'll know if I don't want to be around good energy. Like, I will distance myself, or I'll just, like, be quiet or just mind my business, like I said. Yeah, I don't discriminate when it comes to the right energies and that are being presented to me. And I'm going to give you same energy back. So, yeah, Breaking Barriers is here for that reason. And not even that reason only, but I just love that I have the space and platform to share sometimes unsolicited opinions and put it out on the table. But I'm going to always keep it 100 and always allow others to state their opinions as well, because this is a podcast where, you know, we can have debates. Like, I'm not the type of person that wants to be right all the time. You know, it feels nice to be right, but I don't have, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, cool. So, yeah, this is the podcast that is just here. So that's basically where, like, the character development will be. as far as me connecting with others and basically trying to figure out the whole plot of the movie or the TV show. So being around your people and creating the energies that you want and creating the characters, because I know I'm the main character. So, you know, you got to create your best friends. You got to have like your parents are your main characters of the show or the movie. And then you have your, you know, local coffee shop, like you have your car. Like, I don't know, y'all. I'm really just talking right now, mumbling, rambling on. But yeah, you guys, I just love the fact that life is really, I'm gonna be 100 with you. Life has been lifing. It's been good, but I don't know if Mercury is still in retrograde right now, but I have a strong feeling that it is. And I think it's just because I've been going through so many different emotions. Like, I feel very happy, like, for a while, like, for a couple of days. And I'm never, like, depressed or anything. But I'm just, like, all right, I kind of just want to be, to myself a little bit. Like, I'm very introverted extrovert. So, alone time is great for me. But I also love to be around people, like, as you can tell. So, yeah, y'all. I don't know. Life has just been... it's been fun. It's been very fun. Like, I just, and I've been having great conversations. Like, great things are happening for Seamless and the podcast and work, and a lot of things are lining up. But I really do feel like there's just like a different type of energy in the air that's trying to hold me back. And I know a lot of us are overthinkers, and I don't know. This is like the major vulnerability that's coming out right now. I just have a lot of fear lately, and I'm really trying not to let that get in the way of me, like, being the director of my life. But, you know, sometimes you got to have that little slope, that little dip in the storyline in order for it to be a good film or a good production in general. I don't necessarily feel like I'm going through a slump, but I feel like there's something holding me back from doing something that could possibly change my life for the better. And I know that I talked about, not last week's episode, but the episode before that, about, pivoting and changing your creative mind. A lot of things have been changing in that way, and I am excited for it, but I'm also like, holy crap, like, what am I getting myself into? Like, I don't know what's ahead, but I think that's also a good thing that I don't know what's ahead, because I don't want to assume, but I also expect something great to be on the other side. Like, I don't know, like, I keep telling myself to do it scared, like, do it, like, just do it, seriously, just do it. And I'm going for it. Like, I'm taking these little tiny steps. I'm doing one task at a time, and I'm getting one step closer and closer and closer, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I should make this next step, because the fear or this random energy that's coming out of nowhere, because I will have a feel good moment, then I'm just like, okay, no, like, this fear, like, this little voice inside my head is telling me, or this gut feeling is telling me, no, this is not the right move, but I know it is. I don't know, y'all. I don't know if y'all can relate. Can y'all relate? Because I don't know if Mercury's still in retrograde, or maybe it's just me just going through the little motions. And it doesn't help that it's gloomy today. So, yeah. Y'all let me know if y'all are feeling the same way. But life has been good for me. It's just this weird little energy that's been going around. Yeah. So, fun things are going on with your girl. Like, fun things are happening in her dating life. So many fun things are happening. Social life is great. Seamless is boosting again. Like, I've been making so many waist beats lately. That has just made me so happy. It's been kind of like a sense of like therapy, and it's like just making the beat, like putting the beads on the string and getting different color matches together. Yeah, it's a vibe. It's truly a vibe. And I've been doing hot yoga again. I've been feeling so like balanced in that way. Hot yoga has definitely been good for me. I've been reading more. Yeah, life has been great. I've been making these small little shifts in my routine. I am on the days where I know that I need to, I'm allowing myself to sleep in. But I'm also getting work done on the days where I don't have like a heavy workload. I am being more communicative as far as like actually making phone calls. I'm getting up a little bit early too. Like sometimes I will go to the 8:45 hot yoga class. Yeah, I've been more like, what is it? Due diligence. I've been doing my due diligence, girl. I have been more disciplined basically in my routine, and I'm also just not rushing life. Like, I know life is too short. We know that. I talked about that last week. But I'm also giving myself time to not rush the things that don't need to be rushed. I am allowing myself to make the mistakes, but not too many. Like, learn my lessons. I'm giving myself to learn more in life. Not even just learning from lessons, like bad lessons. Like, I am putting good things into my mind, my body, my soul. Like, I'm doing good things for myself. Like, I'm reading more. I am listening to more podcasts. I'm recording more podcasts. I am allowing myself to just learn more about different kinds of music, different recipes that I've been wanting to cook, learning about different languages, different countries, just different. I have been taking it slow, but also allowing myself to live as a 26-year-old. Because believe it or not, you guys, us 26-year-olds, we are still young. And I don't know where this is coming from, but I feel like our generation, because I was born in 97, our generation feels like it needs to be rushed. Granted, a lot of things have happened throughout the years, throughout our generation. Our generation is very different, but I feel like we, as I want to say, maybe like my age, 26, 25, like probably up to like maybe a 23-year-old, probably feels like life, like we're getting so old. I felt like I was getting so old. As soon as I turned 25, I was like, well, yep. About to have my quarter life crisis right now. And I don't even think I had one yet. But we just think that we're so old. We're like, oh, we're 4 years from 30. Like, dang, we're supposed to have our life together right now. Like, I'm supposed to be married. Supposed to have kids right now. Like, I'm supposed to have my house and everything. No, literally, we are still young. We are still figuring out how the heck life works. Like, I genuinely have to tell myself, Samira, your path is different. You are not meant to live the same path as the friend next to you, the friend to your left, the friend to your right, the friend in front of you, the friend behind you. You are your own individual person. You are directing your life the way it is supposed to, and trusting and believing in the process that the opening credits will flow into your plot line, that will flow into your character development, that will flow into the beautiful score that you have made of a life. Like, you are an individual person who is constantly working on yourself, building yourself up, building the storyline that is meant for you, allowing people to come into your life that are meant to be in your life, and allowing those to leave who are not meant to be in your life, leave. You are your own individual person. You are growing. You are elevating. You are evolving. You are just the most amazing person. You are directing your own life. You are not meant to have the same storyline, the same time process, the same the same energy flow as someone. Like, you all can match energies in different ways, but you're never going to have the same energy flow as someone else, because you are your individual person. You are the director of this production. So be yourself. I just feel, that was really like a huge rant about our generation, because I feel like we just need to slow. We want things to be so rushed. We want instant gratification. That's exactly what I'm looking for. We want instant gratification so bad, to the point to where sometimes it's hard for us to actually work for what we want. But then we get these spurts of dedication and we just go for it. Which I kind of have a little bit of both right now. Sometimes I have imposter syndrome. Lately, I've been feeling imposter syndrome. But sometimes I'm like, I actually don't belong here. Like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I don't know if I really want to have my own business. Like, I don't know if I want to. But then I'm like, literally, Samira? Seriously, Samira? You're telling yourself this? When you've basically been doing it for years and now you decide that you don't want to do it anymore? No. So this podcast is all over the place, but this is me directing my storyline right now. And we're being vulnerable. But for real, I really have to say to our generation, I do love our generation, because we grew up on some of the best music, the best movies, the best TV shows. To this day in time, kids these days will never know. Yeah. I just really feel like my storyline is a to be continued type of story, because it's really just beginning. Like, I'm only 26 years old. I have only had this podcast and my business for maybe 3 years, and that's still a very short time. I am making room to grow for myself, and I don't need to rush anything. Why rush a storyline when it can be over in a season, when you want it to be something that lives on for a lifetime? You don't want your life to live on as if it's a season. You want it to live on as if it's a lifetime. So continue to be the director of your own life. And if it just never ends, it never ends. Yeah. It's a to be continued type of story. Truly. That's how my life is. That's how I see it. Because my life is very beautiful. Like, I am such a creative person. I am only 26 years old. I am capable of doing so many great things in life. I am a businesswoman. I have such an amazing friends. I have such an amazing community. And the way I'm directing my life and the way I'm allowing these beautiful things to just happen along the storyline, I'm very appreciative of it. So yeah, I just suggest you guys to just be the director, continue to be the director of your life, and don't rush it. Continue to be happy. Do great things for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, and be spontaneous. Continue to be spontaneous. Live your life as if nobody is freaking watching, but also protect your life, please. Do good things for your life, please. Just, yeah, dance like nobody's watching. Do things scared. Do it scared. Do it scared. Do it scared. I have to continue to tell myself that. Do it scared. Like, for a while, I did not want to record this podcast, or I was procrastinating. I wanted to record the podcast, but I was procrastinating for no reason. Like, I don't know why. And I'm over here having a beautiful conversation right now. So do it scared, but also do it mindful. Like, go in it with intentions. You may be scared, but it could also bring greatness into your life. Never let that fear. What was the quote from the Cinderella? Never let the fear of striking out get you from in the game. Something like that. Let me find it. Because that actually might be the next quote for that might be the quote for what is it for the podcast? Oh my goodness. Never let the fear of striking out get you from playing the game. Sorry, I'm just scrolling on Pinterest right now. I cannot find it. Wallpaper? No. quote. Cinderella story quote. Yeah, y'all. Okay, so the reason why I've been very spontaneous lately. Oh, I found it. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. I think I basically said that, but, you know, at least we got confirmation. I jumped into a pool 2 days ago. What's today? Yep, 2 days ago. I went over to my friend Diamond's house and we were recording something for her brand. Also, go follow my girl Diamond. We recorded something for her and her brand. And my girl Amra was there. My girl Val was there. Eee, I love us. So, we were over there. We filmed something. And then I just all of a sudden looked at the pool. And I was like, that pool looks very nice and refreshing. I really want to jump in. And then my friend Amra looks at me and she was like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'll jump in if you jump in. So, we looked at each other and we was like, yeah, let's jump in. I posted it almost on my Instagram story and it was so cute. That it was just like spontaneity. I just love it. But yeah, I just love being spontaneous and just living free and doing things that we want to do in life and just having fun, because you only live once. You only live freaking once. I jumped in with my leggings and my sports bra, and I was like, I needed to wash my hair anyway, so I just jumped in the pool. And it turned out to be salt water, which made my curls even better for some reason. But I'm glad it wasn't chlorine. So, yeah, just been feeling very spontaneous lately and just very happy and giddy. But also, I just really hope that Mercury in retrograde isn't in motion anymore. Because that feeling was not, I did not want that. So yeah, you guys, let me know what you guys think of the podcast episode. I know it's probably a short one again, but like I said, I'm the director and I can do what I want. Like Breaking Barriers, we don't necessarily follow the rules over here for podcasts, because who says that I have to have a 2 hour long podcast? I can have a 25 to 30 minute podcast episode, because sometimes the car drives or the showers are 25 to 30 minutes. So why not have it? Let me know what you guys think of the whole directing your life and generational things that could possibly be topics for the podcast episode. Let me know who you guys want me on the podcast, what kind of topics you want me to talk about. If you guys love this whole I am the director segment, we can make this a whole segment if you like. Let me know if you guys want to hear any music recommendations. Please let me know some podcasts to listen to as well. Also books. Let me know what you guys are doing this summer. Please let me know what you guys are doing this summer, because your girl is really trying to have the best summer. Well, I am going to have the best summer. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. So let me know what you guys think of the podcast. I know it was a rambly one, and, you know, I don't care, because I'm happy and I love my podcast and you guys are listening. Somebody's listening. Thank you for listening to another beautiful episode, you beautiful human. I love you guys so, 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 so much. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I think that's everything. YouTube. Breaking Barriers Podcast or Breaking Barriers Pod on all platforms. Samira_BI143 and Seamless by Sammy. We have a rebrand coming for Seamless by Sammy. So you guys, thank you so, so much, you beautiful humans, for listening to another beautiful episode with your girl Sammy. Please like, share, comment on the post, share the podcast on your stories, tag me, and let me know what you guys think. I love you beautiful humans so much, and don't forget that never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game, because you are the director and you get to do whatever the F you want in your life. I love you. See you next week. Peace. Mwah.